Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I'd like to extend a welcome from Independence Baptist Church. Now, on the broadcast this month, we've already talked about believing but not trusting, and we've also answered the question, can Jesus make a difference? And in just a few minutes, Pastor Reynolds will be sharing with you a message titled, More Than Salvation. But before we get started, we'd like to take a minute to invite you to the services this morning. Now, our morning services will start at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, and worship services at 11. We also have afternoon services, which start at 4 p.m. with a prayer meeting and then 4:30 worship services. Well, the message for today is a very important one. So before we lose any more time, let's go ahead and join Pastor Reynolds as he shares with us some things that Christ has given us above and beyond salvation.
This morning, we'd like to take our text from the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, and think on the subject. God has given us much more than we ever ask for. Think on that subject from 2 Peter chapter 1, that God has given us much more than we ever ask for. The book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible states, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us, through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We start off in this verse recognizing that we have a common salvation. That there are those that have trusted Jesus Christ. They have relied upon His righteousness because we know that we don't have any righteousness at all. And we have received from Jesus Christ not only escape from hell, we've also received eternal life. We have received the precious faith to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know when I was lost, I was very concerned about dying and going to hell. But I'm not concerned about that anymore because Jesus Christ has paid my price. Jesus Christ has redeemed me from the very flames of a burning hell where I should have gone. But it's by the grace and the mercy of Almighty God that He redeemed me and gave me eternal life. But I want to show you, folks, that I have more than just escape from hell. I have eternal life, but I have much, much more than that. Look what the Bible said in verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. You see, in verse 1, not only do I have salvation that's given to me freely by God, but also I have grace and peace. And this comes through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Notice the Bible said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. The Bible here does not say, grace and peace be added unto you. But it says, multiplied unto you. You know, there's a lot of difference between adding and multiplying. If you add 2 plus 2, you get 4. If you add 4 plus 4, you get 8. But notice this. If you multiply 2 times 2, you get 4. But if you multiply 4 times 4, you get 16. And it's not long until the numbers get so large when you multiply that you just can't keep up with it. And that's what happens when we receive the grace and peace of Almighty God. It's not like it's just added one on top of another, but rather it is multiplied to us in manifold and great fashions. And all of this comes as you study your Bible and you learn more about what God is and what He's done and what He will do. Then you have this peace that's multiplied into you. But you know, that's not all that I have. Now, I do have salvation at the hand of Almighty God. And I do have the peace of God that comes through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. But that's not all I have. Because verse 3 tells me something else that I have. The Bible said, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Wow, look at that. Not only do I have eternal life, not only do I have peace, but the Bible said in verse 3 that I have everything for life and godliness. It has been given to me freely. It's not that I've earned it. It's not that I deserve it. But it rather is because God in His grace has given me all of these things. The Bible said in verse 3, according as His divine power hath given unto us. That is, not only unto me alone, but also this power and this right, this authority has been given to all believers if we will just use what God gives us. Now, right about now, you may be thinking, well, now, preacher, I know that I have eternal life, but sometimes I just really don't feel like God is doing anything for me. Sometimes I really don't have any kind of peace. Sometimes I just don't believe that I have everything that's necessary for me to live the Christian life. Well, look at the latter part of verse 3, and we'll find how God gives all of this to us. It doesn't just come automatic just because you're saved. But these things come as you endeavor to find out what God's will is for your life. Look at verse 3. He says, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now notice these words. Through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Here's an amazing truth. That the more you know about God, the greater peace you can have, and the more strength you will have every day to live the way God wants you to live. So not only do I have eternal life, not only do I have peace, but there is given unto me of God everything I need to live a godly and a holy life before Him. Now how can I get that? It's simply by reading my Bible. It's simply by a diligent, listen, it's simply by a daily study of the Word of God. And then I study the Word of God and I let the Word of God have its way in my life and in my thinking. This is what God desires for us. But not only that. Listen, folks, not only do I have eternal life, not only do I have peace, not only do I have everything that I need. In verse 4, there's something else that I have. Verse 4 states, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Wow! You see, I have a lot more than I asked for. When I was lost, all I wanted was not to go to hell. All I wanted was to get out of the condemnation of eternal hell fire. And so I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, recognizing that I was a sinner in His sight. And I was totally unworthy to stand or even to come before Him in any way at all. And Jesus Christ, in His great grace, reached down with His mercy and saved an unworthy sinner. And He gave me peace. He gave me the peace that passeth all understanding. I'm not one bit concerned about going to hell. I know that I'm going to heaven. But listen, I have in this life been given unto me peace about that very thing. And in this life, I have now available unto me, if I will just use it, everything so that I can live a godly and a holy Christian life. And now in verse 4, I have these exceeding great and precious promises of God that I can hold on to and that I can ask God about and that I can rely upon God to fulfill those things for me. What are the promises of God? Well, they are just promises that God said unto you, I will do this for you. I know there's conditional promises and I know there's unconditional promises. The unconditional promises are those things that God said He would do regardless of what we do. But then there are conditional promises. There's those promises that God said, if you obey me, if you serve me, if you seek my face, then I will be found of you. But then there's another conditional promise, and God said, if you disobey me, if you try to go your own way, if you don't want to pay any attention to the Bible and just never pray to me, then I will never bless you. As a matter of fact, God said, I will bring the curses and the plagues of Egypt upon you. So those are some conditional promises. But you know, folks, we ought to take these promises that God has given to us, and we ought to use them. We ought to rely upon them, and we ought to bring those promises before an almighty God, that God can take care of us. You know, I think there's one thing that most everybody is concerned about in this life in which we live that really we can rely upon God for, and that is our daily food. And how do you get enough money to pay the electric bill? And how do you take care of all the insurance? And how about the car you're going to have to drive? And you got to pay for that. And the house and the rent and the house payments and the insurance and all those kinds of things. Listen to what the Bible says. And this is just a precious promise that God gives to us that are saved. In the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, Jesus said, these are the words of Jesus himself. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And the things that he's talking about is that the things that we need to eat, the things we need to drink, the clothes that we need to wear, and the roof over our head. God said, if you will just put my kingdom first, if you will just seek the righteousness of God, that God will add everything else to you. Today, if you're concerned about what you're going to eat, or what you're going to wear, or what you're going to put on, or the house you live in, let me tell you, you're not seeking the kingdom of God. You're not seeking the righteousness of God. But you see, God said to his children, when he gave them eternal life, he gave them peace that passes all understanding. He gave them everything they're ever going to need to live a godly and a holy life before him. And then God has given to us exceeding great and precious promises that we might be able to live the way that he wants us to live. I know that we live in a wicked world, but there is no excuse for our sins at all. There's no excuse for our disobedience. Listen, there is every reason for every child of God to be like Jesus. Notice the rest of verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, the Bible said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Now listen at this. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The Bible makes it very, very clear in this passage that if we use these things that God has given to us to use, if we use his peace, if we use his power to be holy, and if we accept the promises that God has given to us and we live according to those promises, that it is by these things that we can be partakers of the divine nature, that we will be able to escape the wickedness that's in this world. But folks, let me tell you, it's as clear as it can be that if we do not use these things that God has given to us, then we will be like the world, and we will not be a light or a help to anyone at all. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We do appreciate you listening, and I pray today that if you're saved, that you will seek the face of the Lord, be obedient, and have his great blessings.
You know, the Bible contains so many promises to Christ's followers, you know, and it's such an encouragement to look over some of these things. You know, and if you're saved and you need some encouragement about the promises of God, I'd encourage you to look at our website. And on the website, which is www.independencebaptist.org, we have a link called Online Books. And under the site, you'll find a book called The Promises of God. And right underneath a picture of that book, you'll see a link that's simply labeled PDF file. If you click on that link, it'll actually open up the book on your computer. And at that point, you're free to read it online, or you can go ahead and print your own copy as needed. And the book actually contains verses that members of Independence Baptist Church have personally seen and experienced promises of God in their lives. Now, as I mentioned, that PDF file is free. There is a reference about $1, but that is only if you need Independence Baptist Church to actually mail you a copy. Well, our time for today is up. We'd like to go ahead and thank you again for listening and ask that you tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.